Way back in Alabama where the dirt roads cut through the woods, and when it rains you can smell the steam off the grass, even dew on the hood of my pawpaw's 1985 Chevrolet Silverado. I must have been about six. Life was so easy back in the sticks. 16-year-old mother fought for the life she wanted for her son, looking for love in the world of rock and roll is where it begun. It was Alabama, Ted Nugent, Alice Cooper, Randy Travis, Harold Smith kept my stepdaddy on the road. In life it was madness, cocaine and alcohol filled up the house party. To be frank, it wasn't long before I tried it myself and then started to drink. School became boring and doing my homework became rolling joints. Now I'm 16 like my mama was when she had a little boy. Can't imagine that now as I look back, cause I got three kids of my own, and I respect what she went through to pay for food, clothes, and a home. Cause it ain't what she did, it's what she didn't do for me that brought me to this moment and made me who I am on this recording. And
this is my story.
In the streets and I'm rolling with gangsters now. Hip hop is taking over me, my language, my clothes, my lifestyle. Antioch, Tennessee put me through the school of hard knocks, and I carry that attitude with me to this day, more or not. And I'm young and hot-headed, always running from police and skateboarding, graffiti loitering. I sorta got my peace from the chaos, was no mother may I's, surrounded by have-nots, and maybe someday I's. Well, I was against the grain, even when I was growing weed. Got back into rock and roll and then got into poetry. Started expressing everything I could through the medium of pen and pad, playing instrumentals off of tape and then overdubbing what I had. It was everything because I had nothing, and man, that was alright, cause now I had something. Little did I know that would be the hardest thing to do God ever put before me. So I took a look at what I've been through and I made it my glory. And
this is my story.
It's a 2 a.m. bus call for me at the parking lot of Walmart. Leaving Nashville, Tennessee for a nationwide tour. My bags are all packed and I'm loading my truck to go meet the crew, and I'm excited to get on the road. Already 1 foot out the door. Turn around and it's my daughter, she's crying cause daddy is leaving. Knows that I'll be gone for months and it hurts and I hate to see it. Kneel down and tell her, look baby, I promise I'll call you every day, and daddy will send you a present from everywhere that we go play. But that's not enough and it's breaking my heart in two, just knowing I can't stay, not even to see it through. And that I can't tuck her in to say goodbye with a grin. Now she's being left behind, this is me all over again, man. I picked her up in my arms and held her tight and said, hey, you know what? Daddy used to be just like you when I would walk up to the bus, and I'd do anything in the world for you, so chase your dreams. One day you'll use everything